Hi, this is a dictation for Shaki Algami, SHAWQIALGAHMI. Date of birth is 10/30/99. Date of accident 1/15/2021. Date of service is 4/12/2022. Mr. Shaki Algami is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved in an automobile accident in which his car was rear-ended at a stop sign by another car, and then the car spun and hit a pole. As a result, he had a fracture in his left side of the chest and the rib, along with headaches and some TBI symptoms, some pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and the right and the left shoulder, and numbness, tingling in the second, third finger of the left hand, and radiation of pain to the left arm. The patient was initially seen on 11/18/2021, and the MRI that was done was found to be negative for hip. There was no fracture, a vascular necrosis involving left hip. MRI for the SI joint was completely normal. MRI for the left shoulder was also normal, except for a mild sprain in the AC joint. And the MRI for cervical spine was also completely normal. MRI for the brain was normal. The patient has some TBI issue. A nystagmus vestibulogram was found positive. At this time, patient reports that he's suffering from some depression, some anxiety, headaches, along with pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as left shoulder. He's able to raise his arm up to 160 degrees without pain. He's also undergoing neuropsych evaluation and therapy with Dr. Weiss. He's seeing a neurologist for his headaches. And he complains of some severe anxiety, panic when he rides the car. Overall, the pain is between 7 to 10. And patient reports no relief in the pain symptoms at all. In addition, patient reports that his ADLs are affected as follows. General activity, mood, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Walking ability is 6, and work is affected 5. In the system review, patient reports in neurology psyche is suffering from severe migraine headache that are based on one side only, with the sensitivity to the light, associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and nightmares and loss of memory. The patient denies any double vision, fainting, blackout, or any loss of equilibrium, or any other problems. In the pain and numbness, patient has severe stiffness of the neck and the left shoulder, associated with the severe pain in the neck, left shoulder, and mid-back, upper back, and lower back, as well as associated with pins and needles of the left arm, with numbness and tingling of the second and third finger constantly. Some pain in the left wrist is also reported. No difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports nausea, but denies any vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports incontinence of the urine, but no frequency painful urination of blood in the urine. And respiratory patient has a severe problem in his left lower chest due to the previous fracture of the rib, as well as coughing, difficulty breathing, and asthma. His asthma is acting up. He was asking for a pulmonary consultant specialist, but I've referred him to his primary care physician to do other lung function tests. His pain has worsened according to him, and he has a problem with his no changes in the medical surgical history in the last 30 days. There's no new hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are gabapentin and naproxen. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 124/84, pulse is 78, pulse oxygen 98. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 2/8/2022, dictation number 0215-033. Plan of care. The patient should continue seeing neuropsych and neurologist and a psychiatrist as he has been advised. I will refer to Dr. Parks. He's seeing Dr. Wise for neuropsych and a neurologist, Dr. Verma, or Dr. Matthew Holzman, or his choice for his TBI. And patient has a scoliosis-related issue. He has been referred to a primary care physician. I've ordered his physical therapy 2 times per week for chest, left sacroiliac area, cervical lumbar, and myalgia, and with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, and he will continue to remain disabled for work, hospital, transportation, case management. He brought a case manager with him. Medications are provided are naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets, along with the Flexeril 10 twice a day, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams every 6 hours, PRN 120 tablets for his anxiety and panic, and Paxil 12.5 milligrams daily at night for 30 days, and then it will be increased to 25 milligrams at night. Patient is advised for suicidal ideation and tendencies. In addition, for headache, I provided Furoscid 1 to 2 every 6 hours, PRN 50 tablets. I provided gabapentin 600 milligrams twice a day for his radiculopathy in the left arm and brain trauma and headaches. Tramadol 50 milligrams 1 to 2 every 6 hours, PRN 50 tablets for his pain-related issues. Other than that, the patient is stable. He has been advised about a nerve block for his ribs, intercostal nerve block. The patient doesn't want any injection treatment at this time. If he changes his mind, we'll be more than happy. Similarly, I've discussed with him a left SI joint injection with cortisone intra-articular, which he respectfully doesn't want to be done at this time. His MRIs have been all discussed, and they are normal. There's not a whole lot to be done at this time as far as the pain management is concerned. Thank you.